Shalom Aleichem. Welcome everyone as we prepare for Parshas Shabbos, Parshas Kisavai, the Parsha of the Teichacha. The Teichacha always comes a week before, separated by one Shabbos before Rosh Hashanah, as if to say, keep this in the back of your mind. But there's a hefsik between the Teichacha and Rosh Hashanah to say, don't get that frightened, but have it in mind. And that's this week's parasha of the Teichacha. In this week's parasha, we find the pasuk that says, "Loisonif aleihem barzel," that talks about not lifting metal on a mizbeach. Now, if I asked you, you would say, "What? That's back in the parashas Yisrael when it talks about the mizbeach and the mishkan." And the answer is, you're right. It says it about the mizbeach and the mishkan. But in this week's parasha, when it talks about the mizbeach and Har Evel, it says it once again. Once again, it says, "Don't lift metal on the stones of this mizbeach." Now, something of a chiddush, but maybe it'll help explain something in halacha. What I mean to say is this. There are a number of anhagos regarding the mizbeach. For example, it says, also at the end of Parshas Yisrael, that you should walk up to the mizbeach only on a ramp, not walking up on steps. It's more tzniyistic to have a ramp than to have steps. Okay, now we don't do that in our homes. In our homes, we have steps. It's a hanhaga that we understand to be unique to the Beis HaMikdash. It says not to lift stone metal on the stones that are going to be the Mizbeach. And it's interesting that this hanhaga of the Mizbeach we find in Halacha. We find in a number of places in Halacha where it's mentioned, some a little more controversial, some less. For example, we, in Shulchan Aruch, in Siman Kufnun Aleph Sivav, says not to go into shul with a sakin, with a metal blade that's exposed with sakin aruch. Another example, it says in Siman Yer Aleph that tzitzis should not be cut with metal, because metal is a sign of destruction, is a sign of killing. Darach HaShulchan in Yeridei Reishan Yer Aleph says the custom to write Sifrei Torah, Tefillin, and Mezuzahs with a quill, with a non-metal nitza, with what we call a kulmis, and not with metal, comes from the same custom. It's a custom of Chayso not to write with metal. There's some echachim today who do write with metal. It's kosher, but it's not the way it should be. It's not the Minig Yisrael. And the Aruch HaShulchan says the reason it's not Minig Yisrael is because the same idea of metal. And Baal Kulam, on our table, in Siman Kuf Pei, there's a minig to remove metal from the table, b'shas yavench. It's interesting that the metal aspect is brought down in a number of places in the Hagim of Klal Yisrael. The ramp aspect is not. Maybe the fact that we see the Torah repeats it here, the Torah says it again by the Mizbeach of Har Evel, so maybe that is what's mechazik here to say, Lav Davka in the Beis HaMikdash, Lav Davka, Har Evel is also the place of Karbon, it's the place of Kedusha. But maybe not on the same level. We do find by Shlomo HaMelech that he was even more Mahadir. He was even more Mahadir. He in the Beis HaMikdash, Melachim Aleph, Perek Vav, Pasuk Zayin, Lo Nishva Kol Kli Bazel, B'Bayis B'Hibah Nasai. It wasn't Osef him to do it. But he went even further. There was no metal at all. It doesn't say there were no steps at all. It says there was no metal at all. Perhaps, since the Torah repeats it here a second time, that's mechazek, the Inyan. And I'm not one, you're not one that can figure this out, but the Chazal, those who wrote the Shulchan Aruch, said they figured it out. And this is the way that they were able to understand it. And so, one nekuda from this week's parasha, which is easily missed, because after all, it's not a part of the Teichacha, it's not a remembered part of the ceremony of Har Evel, and there, the minig of this hanhaga seems to have become a minig. Let me talk to you a little about the Yom Neiraim, an idea about the Yom Neiraim, and it's a machshava that's built from the Maharal, but there's a significant idea, especially before we start the days of Slichus in another week. There's a machshava that I think is important to share. We find by Yamsuf, Yitzakul b'nei Yisrael al Hashem, that Klal Yisrael daven to Hashem. Rashi says, Tafsu umnas aviseyim. They took on, they have different gersais on Rashi. The original Mechilta says umnas. They took the trade, the hallmark, the occupation of the avis daven, Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov daven. At Yamsuf, they daven, they grabbed umnas aviseyim biyodeyim. The Maharal on that Rashi in Gorarie seems to say, Memrezu bala hafchis erecha kavana. They didn't have so much kavana. They daven, Rashi say, they didn't daven because they were all, the fright brought them to davening. Of course, they were frightened. But what made them daven was the fact that that's what a yid does. A yid davens when he's a shasara, a yid davens. La hafchis is really a little less, talked to Maharal, than somebody davens with the cheshe gadol of an emergency, and he turns to Aviv Sheva Shemayim. And really, by us, that's also true. We daven for the most part because of omnis aviseinu biyodeinu. We have the omnis of our avos, the obligation that we have in the Seder. That's why we daven. It seems to be lahafchis, a little less, perhaps, than somebody who is frightened and he turns to Aviv Sheva Shemayim. Our davening is missing that. So frightening. The Maharal mentions the kutim shebuchutz laretz einam avdei avodah zara. The Gemara says the kutim in chutz laretz, they were not sincere in their avodah zara. They did what their parents did. A little scary to say that about davening. How can someone say that about davening? It's even a bigger kasha. What is the Maharal saying? Say it wasn't such a sincere davening. It Rashi needed just of this avodah zara and biyodeh. That's not so. We know that the calling out at Yom Tov was significant. As Zakosam Shemata Yom Tov, we say that that the calling out of Klal Yisrael at Yom Tov, HaKadosh Baruch Hu heard that. We say in our Slichus that Hashem should answer us, K'moshe Nisla Aviseinu Al Yom Tov. We say that. In Shir HaShirim Perek Beis, Hashmi'ini Es Koylech, Hashem says, let me hear your voice, Rashi says, V'Yitzakul B'nei Yisrael, O Hashem. You see, he does point to this. Halei Dover, who isn't it strange? Maharal says it was only Umnis Avisam Yadayim, and it's less than you would think. Yet, it was Payal, it was Payal. Rav Hudner in the Pachad Yitzchak on Purim, Maimer Yutes, Oiz Gimel, says an incredible thing, at least the way I understand the Devar of Ha'amukim. He says it's true. By Yom Tov, it wasn't Payal. The Tchila didn't help in the normal manner that you would think that a davening is done, a person in emergency, he's desperate, he turns with an incredible desire to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, an incredible faith in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You would think that's what it was. So we're saying here, no, Rashi says it wasn't. It was umnis aviseyim biyodeyim. But hold on one second. It was umnis aviseyim biyodeyim, and it worked. And it worked, and it was payal. What was being taught here is that sometimes the pu'ula of tefillah, of tasu, amunas avisam biyodeyim, is so great that shamasakasa shavata yamsa, don't belittle it. Many people belittle it. They say, Sichis, what am I thinking about? The kavana, I barely know what it means. Why am I doing it? Amunas avisam biyodeyim, that's what Jews do. They say, Sichis. Well, I got news for you, says the Maharal. It's a, maybe a lower level of davening, but that's what happened in Yom Tov. That's how it was payal, and you should know that that's payal. It's important to get the message because it comes tzlichas. There comes times we're not happy with our own davening, and we should have more kavan. Sometimes we feel we're doing it like umnis aviseinu biyodeinu. Zok Rashi's telling us it's significant. It matters. You attach to Aveseinu. I think we're all familiar with the concept that the Anche Knesset HaGedolah, they put Kavanis into the davening, even though we don't understand the Kavanis, it's Ke'ilu. And it's Ke'ilu. What does that mean? It's Ke'ilu. They put in Kavanis, what do I got to do with my davening? The answer is, I connect HaKadosh Baruch Hu with Umnas Aviseinu Biyadeinu. For 2,000 years, Yidden and Golos have been crying out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We attach ourselves to that chain of tefillah, the long chain of tefillah. And we also part of that chain of tefillah. Worthy, not worthy, that's not the point. We're Klal Yisrael, Vimish Rishamayim, we're doing what, that's what Klal Yisrael does. They get up early for Slichas, they down with Kavana, and sometimes without Kavana, Kachi Daka Shalom. But the point is that it has a very significant meaning. With this we can understand, a Yamsuf, HaKadosh Baruch said, Atem Tachrishum, Hashem said, Matei Tzachaylai, and Moshe Rabbeinu said, Atem Tachrishum, be quiet. What do you mean, be quiet? I don't get it. Hashem is saying, you don't need your tefillos. What do you mean, you don't need tefillos? As soon as they grabbed Umnes Avisehem B'Yodeihem, they had a schus. And that schus is not dependent on a long davening. That's not dependent. The fact that they're connecting to the others, that's what we do with our tefillos on these Heiligetag, on these very holy days that are coming. So don't belittle the tefillos. Now try to do better, try to do a kavana, but don't belittle it. It's true the slichas are difficult. It's hard to understand what we're talking about. And Chazal through generations left it intact? Why they leave it intact? Don't think you're smarter and you're going to do something else. No, they left it intact. Why? Because it's umnes aviseinu b'yadeinu. Tehillim is so special. Why? It's umnes aviseinu b'yadeinu. It comes from the Neum's Miris Yisrael. It comes from the beautiful tefillos of David HaMelech. We connect to it. It's an elevation. And so this is a plea for appreciation of our davening. Of course, we should have more kavana. We should call HaKadosh Baruch Hu as people who are desperate for Yeshua. And certainly we are. And certainly we are. Klal Yisrael needs the Yeshua as much as ever. Especially Baratzeinu HaKadosh. May HaKadosh Baruch Hu bring these as days of rachamim. A good Shabbos to one and all. Chazak, chazak. Eilu Dvarim HaTzichin. Chizuk davening always needs chizuk. Let us be mechazik ourselves. A good Shabbos to one and all.